This is Folk and Acoustic Music. My name is Michael Stock, and Bobby Ingram is in the studio. Congratulations on Postcards from Coconut Grove, a new CD from Bobby Ingram. Very exciting.
Thank you, Michael. I wanted to call it Formerly Famous, but they didn't like that.
Who are they?
They know who they are. They know who they are.
Formerly Famous. You weren't formerly. Were you famous?
Never.
You are
never.
Remember, never
I
famous.
I eluded it. You eluded it forever, yes.
So with this, well, I guess you have a CD now, so you're going for that golden ring.
Well, maybe not golden.
The bronze ring.
Platinum. What comes after platinum, you know?
Well, what is it? You've more or less retired. You used to do sound and work in stage and theater, but now you have an album out, so...
Yeah, that's the bad news. I have to go back and I have to work now.
Now you have to work.
Now I have to work.
Well, was the fun part making the album?
There was times when it was fun. Yeah, there was times when it's tedious. You know, it's work. You know.
Okay.
But you know, we had Pro Tools. You see, in the olden days, we used to make records on tape, and you might take 2 or 3 months to make an album. Now you make it on Pro Tools and it takes a year because Pro Tools is faster.
It takes a year, huh?
Yeah.
So this was your first album in 30 years. You have other recordings. You've made them, but nothing
live
official.
Live stuff, yeah. Gigs here and there.
So this is your first official album called Postcards from Coconut Grove. What was your... How did you choose the songs?
From memory.
So there were songs you were familiar with?
Well, what happened was this. Give you some overview. We had the Flick reunion at the Flick Coffee House a few years back.
Right. The Flick, of course, is
and
a coffee house
all
in the 60s.
All the ensemble players that used to be in that group of players. And there were people like Joni Mitchell passed through there and Jose Feliciano and all of the folks, Johnny Sebastian, Fred Neal, myself, Michael Smith.
And hosting it was
Gabe Kaplan, who was a comic who got famous from a TV show. Which John's
Cotter. Welcome back,
Welcome
Cotter.
Back, Cotter, and John Sebastian, blessedly had the theme music for it. You know, So everybody did well. But Gabe called me. It's got to be 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, about doing this event, and we started looking for venues and started trying to round up some of the old players, and it turned out that some of the ones that we really wanted to get a hold of, like Steve Goodman, had passed away. Gamble Rogers had passed away, Liz Corrigan had passed away, and so we kind of...
Well, you shouldn't wait 50 years for a reunion there, Bobby.
Well, you do it in round numbers, you know, so you just have to wait until you get to the next bunch of zeros, you know. So that's how we're going to do it again in 50 years. I'm not optimistic, you know.
But I was one of the four shows that were sold out at what's now the Titanic, which used to be the Flick.
Yeah.
So that was an incredible stroke of luck that you were in the same venue that you had 50 years ago.
Well, yeah, and it was Gabe's doing. He sought out Kevin, the owner, and got a date, and then he called me back, and he says, okay, now we're actually going to do it.
Now, this is a long way around.
People that came down with Alana Amram came down with Vince Martin, and Alana had done a tribute album to Vince on this little label called Kingswood out of either Ohio or Boston. I've talked to two places, but I imagine there's a Kingswood building someplace in downtown Boston, but whatever. And she was on the label, and some of those people from the label came down and approached me and said, would you like to do a record? And I said, everybody wants to do a record.
They heard you play.
Heard me play with Kevin. Kevin and Brynn and I were playing at the show. We were doing, we do it a lot, you know, and so we're tight, and we played. And they liked what they heard, and I said, well, you know, I'm not a heavy writer, you know, I write, but I like to do songs that my friends have written, and kind of, you know, so that was kind of the core of the whole idea was to pay tribute to guys like Freddie Neal and Mike Smith and writers that I happen to admire, you know.
That you're friends with.
Well, I don't know Mark Knopfler, but I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm getting to it. But so we had a good time, and Kevin and Brynn, we all worked, and Mark Weber, who is an old friend of mine, dear friend for over 40 years, and did all these audio projects with us, got me in the business years ago at Sunrise Theater.
Oh, okay.
And he is the audio guy on the Bloodline series in the Keys. And he took some time off and is the producer of record on this project. So Mark Weber, a nod to Mark who did this record.
Mark couldn't have
done it without Mark.
He's a great engineer.
And he's a wonderful engineer and an old friend. So we went through it and then Tony Tajon, who was an engineer up in Broward who had the gear in the studio, when we started to do this one song, we wanted to do a kind of a nod, you know, to the Latin culture in Miami. I mean, we've lived through, and that's why I did Coconut Grove the way I did when it was written by John Sebastian. Miami was kind of in thrift.
Wait, back up. Yeah, are you introducing a song now? What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being interviewed by you. You're supposed to control this thing. I'm not supposed to be just
rambling. All right,
back up.
Okay. Bobby Ingram is in the studio.
Rambling Bob Ingram.
And your new CD is called Postcards from Coconut Grove. Come on, this must be thrilling. You must be proud of this. You must be happy that this is going on. You're smiling. Look at this.
Of course I'm happy, man. Bobby. We're having a party on Tuesday night at the Sailing Club.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a try. I hope it stays, you know, because it's so close to Halloween. You know how it gets in Coconut Grove on Halloween. You know, everything comes
well,
out,
you've been championing Coconut Grove, well, for 50 years now. You're
That's
the one.
My zip code, yeah.
You're the one who started, not started, but certainly was involved in the folk scene there 50 years ago.
Well, I was a part owner of the first coffee house. And one time when we had the Gaslight, somebody said, we got to do a benefit concert. What are we going to call it? And I said, Save the Grove. And I said, from what? It's only 1965. And they said, I don't know, but something terrible is coming. And damn it, they weren't right, you know.
Well, so you've been very active in the Grove scene. Also with, I mean, you could drop names.
I'm a local Luddite, yeah.
Who's the Dolphin fellow again?
Fred Neal?
Not Fred Neal.
Rick O'Barry.
Rick O'Barry.
Just jumped out of an airplane.
What did he do that
he
for?
He did that to save the Dolphins. I don't get the connection yet, but he sent me an email the other day that he and some girl, I think he's in Denmark.
He still lives in Coconut Grove.
Yeah, he's in South Miami. He's got a place in South Miami. Okay. You can tell the house. It's lavender and pink and blue and green. It has dolphins on the walls outside. Yeah, you can. It's hard to miss Rick's house.
I'll tell you what, before time gets away from us, I'm going to play a couple songs from your new CD.
Please do.
Songs that, as you say, you've been singing for years. But Coconut Grove, did you write Coconut Grove?
No. I just interpreted it.
Who wrote
John
Coconut?
Sebastian and his brother Mark. John was in The Loving Spoonful, played harmonica with Fred Neal on Fred's early records on Elektra.
So why did John Sebastian write Coconut Grove?
Because he was staying in Vince Martin's cottage on Aviation Avenue, and it was quite a tranquilo place in 1965.
Okay.
It was very tranquilo.
And this version, you said you were leading up to it, you were doing
well,
a Latin version?
I'm trying to be ironic in a very hip way. I'm failing miserably here, but what I was trying to say was when I came to Coconut Grove, I'm making a metaphor now, it was kind of in 3/4 time. It's kind of, and everybody was on their bicycles. And it's changed now. It's a little more congas and marimbas and timbales and trombones and stuff like that going on. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
So this is your updated version of John Sebastian's.
I'm a closet Cuban in my heart of hearts. I am absolutely a closet Cuban, and I'm going down there as soon as I can find a sailboat ride.
So this is Coconut Grove from your new CD featuring you, Bobby Ingram.
Kevin Early, Tommy Hall, Ranzas Colon. I don't even know. It's on the record.
Okay, let's listen to Coconut Grove. Here's Bobby Ingram.
It's really true how nothing matters. No mad, mad world, no mad hatters. Nobody's pitching, ain't no batters down in Coconut Grove. In Coconut Grove. Don't bar the door, there's no one coming. The ocean roar will do the drumming of any city thoughts or city ways. The ocean breeze is cool in my and salty days are hers and mine. Just to do what we wanna do. Tonight we'll fight a dune. It's hard. Softly she will speak the star till the sun up. It's all in heaven.
and some are knowing just which way that your head is blowing. It's always warm like in the morning when coconut grows. Coconut grow, coconut grow. Days are hers and mine, just to do what we wanna. Tonight we'll find a dune, it's all. It's all that she was big to start. Until the sun up. It's all in having someone knowing just which way that you're. Head is blowing and it's always warm like in the morning in coconut grove, in coconut grove, in coconut grove, in coconut grove.
Coconut Grove. That's Bobby Ingram. Bobby, that's an interesting version of Coconut Grove.
Out of the closet and onto A Street.
Out of the closet onto A Street.
What can I tell you?
Let me make sure I got the right mic here. Say that again. What?
Out of the closet.
Okay. Giving me a hard time.
And it was just kind of a send up, you know. It was fun.
Now, all those musicians, are they local?
Yeah, I met a lot of them through Tony, the engineer, Manuel, the piano player, Ranzas, bass player. Yvonne, another drummer, and then Kevin Hurley's playing acoustic guitar. Tommy Hall from Mr. Nice Guy, is playing. That's he had a Santana button on his Stratocaster. That's how he got that sound.
That's
A guy named from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, one of those initials, C. Crosby. David Crosby. He was singing some harmonies with me on that because he's a great devotee of Latin music.
But did you, has John Sebastian heard this version?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting, you know, kind of hoping for the best. I don't know if John's heard or not. I think Mark has. I don't know. I hope, John, if you're out there, I couldn't help myself.
Well, Bobby Ingram is here in the studio, and his new album is called Postcards from Coconut Grove. So that song is perfect, actually, for the album. And so what happens now that you made the album? Is it you start touring with it?
I'm going to start with like an around the block tour, and then I'm going to branch out and maybe go as far as Broward, you know, and if I don't get a nosebleed when I get to Broward County, maybe I'll try to get to a little further up the road. Actually, I've been playing some little gigs around, and
that's not your intention, though, to tour, obviously.
Well,
that's not
you know, I go down, I went down to Hamburger's K last year. Jerry Jeff Walker has a scene going down there, and they call it Camp Belize. And there's this wonderful, wonderful bunch of people from all over the Southwest go down to Hamburger's. Cowboy boots and bathing suits.
Is this called
Jerry calls it.
Hamburger's? You know, Hamburger's?
Hamburger's, like whale vomit.
Okay, and that Jerry Jeff has a party there.
Yeah,
okay.
And he has a party, and it's a party, believe me. It's just, you know.
He's getting old. He's still partying.
So am I.
Okay.
Trying to stay vertical and self-propelled. I mean, it's a mission, you know, all by itself. That's the mission.
Well, this album has been out now for a few months. Has anything unexpected come your way because of the album?
Well, a couple of people from some old credit cards called, but other than that, no, it is. It came out allegedly. It came out on the 8th of October. On the 9th of October, Amazon said they were out of stock. They probably only ordered 5 copies. Who knows? But so everybody went nuts. Oh, your record's out of stock. It's selling like mad. I said, I'm going to stay pessimistic and see what, you know, until I get the voucher.
Well,
know.
Doug, earlier I was talking to Doug Adams, and he mentioned that his songs were top of the charts. I'd rather be sold out than be top of the charts.
I'd like to know where those charts are because I want to get.
But you consider yourself a folkie?
Well, I started as a folkie.
And do you consider this a folk album?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's what we used to call, we all played these gigs on the bay for years at Monty's and at Scotty's Landing and up and on the intercoastal up in Broward, and it was once defined as doc rock, you know. I'll tell you a funny thing. I recorded, and I can't even explain how it came about. Well, I can in a way. We have a little ukulele club, and we were learning Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and they wanted to learn it the Iz way, you know, the Hawaiian guy.
The Hawaiian, yeah.
And I said, well, those aren't exactly the chords as I remember, but let's do it. Let's learn it how it, let's find some way that it was written and go from there. Well, I don't read music, and I kind of sat down with the guitar and started thinking about how I would play Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And it just kind of came through. It's just one of those lucky moments, you know, where I got most of the chords right the first time, and I got the rest of them right the second time. And then I called Kevin for the mystery chord, and we got that one right, and we were set.
So your version, is it uniquely yours?
It's just an ear version. But what I'm getting at is that the doggone song is such an expression of hope and optimism, you know. And we all go through times where maybe you think you're losing hope. I know I have been through those times. And for some reason, a song resonated with me. And the odd thing that happens is now, I just as a fluke, I was on stage. I'd never been in this part of the world before, in Belize and in Honduras. I didn't know any of the audience, and that's always a little bit unsettling because I'm a hometown boy. I know, I'm gonna usually know some of the people in the house, you know. And I started singing that song. And all of a sudden, everybody was singing along. I didn't have to ask them. And that has happened now twice. And I'm not trying to promote that activity. I'm just saying that I haven't heard people sing along since I was at a Pete Seeger concert.
It's organic. People felt like singing along.
Well, you know.
So you hit a chord. It's like you're connecting. That's exciting.
Well, it's funny about knowing the words. When I was doing stage work, We did Miss Saigon. It was a brand new show. Nobody knew the songs, you know. And I think it was Maryland Sound, big major sound company came in. Beautiful, beautiful equipment, beautiful sound in the Broward Center Performing Arts, which is a great venue acoustically, theatrically, in every way. It's a beautiful venue. And people kept walking out going, ah, the sound is terrible. The sound is just terrible. I cannot understand those words.
Really?
A couple months later, maybe it was 6 months later, whenever it was, same sound company, we do Showboat. And people are walking out going, God, that's the best sound. Just, I could understand every... I'm thinking, you've known these words.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't been exposed to Miss Saigon enough times. It hadn't been on Broadway, off Broadway, touring or not touring, a bus and truck, whatever. Then you know the whole show. And if the sound is awful, I got news for you, you're still going to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
You're still going to know the words because they're hardwired. And that's what seems to have happened with...
So familiarity, it makes you enjoy the show a lot more.
It touched a chord with me. I was feeling that way at the time, and then we got the whole ukulele club playing along, and you know.
I guess that just it shows you how difficult it is to play new music, to be an original songwriter, to get people to listen to original music. That's much more difficult.
Well, we can all attest to having heard some very wonderful originals, music, and some very unwonderful. original music over the years. You know, it's just the way it works.
Bobby Ingram is here. His new CD is called Postcards from Coconut Grove. Is it in the stores? How can people get a hold of it?
It's on Amazon, and it's on iTunes, and it's being sold out of the back of my car.
And are you playing around town?
Yeah, I'm going down to Scotty's right now to play with Kevin.
Let's play another song. What song gets a good introduction here?
I'll play the first track. I love it.
A Little Bit of Rain?
It's got Brent singing on it with me.
Okay.
It's a father's dream.
Hold on. Is Bryn your daughter? Is she a professional musician? Does
all
she do
day
that?
Long.
Oh, really?
She doesn't characterize herself as such, but it's kind of in her blood. It's hardwired.
Because you've been singing all your whole life.
You grew up around the corner from Fred Neil. It's hard to get away from it, you know.
Okay, so tell me about A Little Bit of Rain. Who wrote this song?
Fred wrote it.
Fred Neil.
Fred Neil wrote it.
Was it here in Coconut Grove he wrote it?
I don't know if he wrote it in the village or he wrote it in the Grove.
Okay.
It's been around. I love the song.
Well, tell me quickly, were you the one who invited Fred Neil down to South Florida?
No, it was Vince Martin.
Vince Martin.
Vince brought
you
him down.
Did you invite Vince? How did Vince get down here?
Vince came down on his own.
Okay.
He had bought he had made a lot of money with Cindy O'Cindy.
Cindy O'Cindy was really...
Bought a couple of fishing boats, tried to set up a charter business. That didn't work out, and was singing in a bar across the street from the Playboy Club when I went in one night and heard him. And that's how it started.
And that was
I didn't go back. I was on the ships. I was on sailing for Mobil Oil. I was on tankers, and I didn't go back. It's kind of like AWOL and getting away with it.
Bobby Ingram, and you're the history of Coconut Grove. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of the flick. 50
I didn't
years
plant
ago.
The first coconuts, Michael.
You didn't plant,
I did not plant the first coconuts.
But the music is alive and well, thanks to Bobby Ingram. And this is A Little Bit of
and
Rain.
You.
Okay.
My friend.
Thank you. This is A Little Bit of Rain by Fred Neil, sung here on the new CD, Postcard from Coconut Grove by Bobby Ingram. Bobby, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Michael.
like that. Try to forget all the bad times. Lonely, blue, and sad times. And just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of rain.
And if I look back, I'll remember the good times. Warm days filled with sunshine. Just a little bit of rain.
And just a little bit of rain.
Just a little bit of rain.
Just a little bit of rain.